3 years ago, leaders of a Nashville nonprofit responded to immigrant entrepreneurs who needed shared commercial kitchen space. Turns out, they underestimated just how many people were starting food trucks or trying to sell their confections in grocery stores, which is why the rental kitchen just doubled its capacity. Reporter Caroline Leland says many would-be entrepreneurs have been waiting their turn.
Maria Hurtado is chopping raw pork into squares on her own kitchen countertop.
And then we're gonna ground the meat in the grounder.
Hurtado, who lives in Lebanon, is making chorizo. It's a type of sausage her family sold in Mexico for generations. Federal regulations restrict the sale of foods made in a home kitchen, so for years, Hurtado has been simply giving away her spicy chorizo.
Friends, like they have restaurants, and they are waiting for me because they already know the product. They tested right here in my home, and they say, wow, this is really good.
Hurtado first visited the nonprofit Conexión Américas more than a decade ago. She needed help with family taxes and information about schools. She eventually joined a business incubator program that inspired her to start selling her chorizo here in Nashville. The nonprofit had this new kitchen called Mesa Comal, but it was slammed with 45 people on the wait list at one point.
I was the number 19. Every month I was calling. So I went there and I said, are you sure you don't have any space any day, maybe Sundays?
The renovation allows the kitchen to accommodate up to 50 entrepreneurs who each pay about $500 a month. The expansion was made possible with help from Tennessee's economic development chief, but this wasn't government money. Commissioner Randy Boyd, an entrepreneur himself, made a personal donation of $250,000.
Any way in which we could help invest in future entrepreneurs, we want to do. And so when I heard about Conexión's program, it immediately appealed to what our normal philanthropic interests are.
Immigrants are already more than twice as likely to start a business than non-immigrants, according to a recent government report. And restaurants and food service comprise the largest category of immigrant-owned small businesses in the U.S. But Mesa Comal is trying to be more than a rental kitchen. Manager Rosa Martha Mullinex says the popularity is in large part due to camaraderie.
I think it's the community feel that we have. Like, everybody works like a team and not like different businesses just renting a kitchen.
The kitchen is only 3 years old, so there's not much data on overall success rates. But there are already some success stories. Hummus Chick is a brand that's now sold in grocery stores around Nashville and Birmingham. Perhaps next, it's Tres Generaciones, translated Three Generations. That's what Maria Hurtado plans to call her chorizo once she can start selling it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Caroline Leland.